This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We'll take your calls about anything you want to discuss. If you dial in toll-free to join us, you can do that at 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733, or you can Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. We're talking about Calexit. It is back in the news, at least out in California, where LAWeekly.com is reporting on a new report issued by the California Freedom Coalition. Now, for those just tuning in, California Freedom Coalition is the rebranding or the relaunching, if you will, of the now failed, sadly failed, Yes California campaign that had garnered itself a lot of press coverage toward the end of 2016 and a little bit into 2017 about their goal to gather hundreds of thousands of petition signatures to get Californians to vote on whether or not they should, I think they were voting on whether or not they should vote on seceding or something like that. It's just some Byzantine political process that is, just ridiculously full of time-wasting activities.
Right, because, the way the, statutes and whatnot are written, they can't actually petition something onto the ballot of, should we secede? It's, should we have a vote on whether or not to secede?
So you're voting
on whether or not to vote.
Right, to hold another vote. So that's what they were working on, and then they abandoned that plan after the main organizer decided he was going to give up on this secession plan and moved to Russia. So since then, they formed the California Freedom Coalition and are at it again, planning more petitioning, collecting, and that sort of thing. Right now, they're doing some studies. And according to LAWeekly.com, their Taxation Without Representation project from this CFC group, the California Freedom Coalition, has released a map that shows the population of California, as far as relative to what they show is the size of their state in a map of the United States, sort of this broken apart looking map where all the states are sort of shattered apart from one another and are disproportionately large based on the amount of population in that state. So states with small populations like Wyoming, New Hampshire, and Vermont are very, very large, and California, Texas, Florida, New York, very, very small in comparison to the rest of the states. And this is to show senatorial representation, because obviously it would look different if it were, the U.S. reps.
Correct.
Anyway, population growth in the Golden State, home to an estimated 39.2 million people, has stretched the base of California's two U.S. senators beyond what some experts believe is reasonable. Because it's the largest state, California's per-person Senate coverage is the smallest in America. Quote, the average Wyomingite gets 66 times as much representation as the average Californian. According to a statement from the CFC, voters in large states get an extremely raw deal. The disparity is intentional, part of the Founding Fathers' Great Compromise, in which each state would get two senators but would see House of Representative districts apportioned according to population. The idea was to protect rural populations from the potential tyranny of big states and cities. Wyoming has two senators, but only one House representative, while California has two senators and 53 House representatives. But the result, say analysts, is that states like California and Texas are often sold short when it comes to receiving government dollars and services. A 2014 analysis found that California got 94 cents back for every tax dollar sent to D.C., and that California ranked among the top 14 states least dependent on the federal government for funding. So it almost sounds like they want more.
Very surprising. One, it's surprising that California is what they call a donor state.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
But at the same time, you've got to think that the numbers are going to kind of be skewed because where do all of the movie stars live?
Hollywood.
Right. So that's going to increase a little bit artificially the amount of federal dollars sent to D.C. from California. Because
okay, but
got
all the
these...
tech companies are also in California as well. I don't know if it's all the movie stars, but there's a lot of business in California.
My point is, you've got a lot of really high-paid people that increase the amount of federal dollars being sent from the state.
I see what you're saying.
That there's not a lot of movie stars that live in New Hampshire, even though New Hampshire, also a donor state.
Right, and I suspect New Hampshire is more of a donor state. I don't know what the number is offhand, but they're saying here 94 cents back into California for every dollar spent. And so obviously the less you get back for the dollars, the more of a donor state you are. But it is interesting that California is a donor state because that's a motivator when they can point to that saying, hey, look, we're not even getting back the same amount of money that we send to these bureaucrats.
That's one of the things that, yes, California had in, I think they were calling it their blue paper.
Mm-hmm.
To where they were saying, look at all of the money that is being sent out of California that could stay here if we wound up being an independent country.
Now, we know that if the money stays in California and if they secede, it will likely become a more socialist place than it already is.
Correct.
That's likely what these people want, and that's
fine. Let them do it.
Yep. No, I understand.
Split away.
Well, there are some probably some people in California living on the northern or eastern side of the state that aren't so happy about that idea. Like, they wouldn't want to be saddled with that.
Okay, so secede from the California secession.
Indeed. Well, shouldn't they allow that? If California secedes and then the state of Jefferson people or the other competitors want to, go their own separate way, presumably it would look really bad if the state of California just seceded, but then wouldn't let those counties secede. Right? That would look pretty awful.
Right. It would, reveal the hypocrisy, but
sure. And there probably
government
would be.
Officials are really good at being hypocritical.
Right.
So, California should allow Jefferson gone.
I agree. Smaller states here, they say, again, are overrepresented. From LAWeekly.com, smaller states overrepresented in Congress tend to lean conservative and Republican, and as big blue states like California grow, the power of smaller counterparts actually increases in contrast because budget legislation is dependent on Senate approval. It's something that got out of hand historically, said the director of research and policy at the CFC. Quote, not only is the makeup of the Senate terrible for Californians, it doesn't even benefit the average American. The map shows that lots of states' residents are overrepresented in the Senate, but those states compose less than 30% of the population. Unquote. The solution, at least for the Calexit crowd, is simple. Leave the United States and enjoy the fruits of California that is the world's sixth largest economy. Quote, giving California more autonomy would make our representation in the Senate less of a problem. Well, if you are seceding, then you wouldn't be in the Senate anymore, and it wouldn't be a problem at all.
Correct.
I fully support the CFC's efforts to get out, just like I support Texas and the Texas secessionist movements, of which I believe there are also a couple of competitors in that state as well. And, every now and then we'll hear from one of those folks down in Texas to update.
Yeah, I think there's the Texas Nationalist Movement, then there's the Republic of Texas, and those are different entities with different goals.
That's true. And I imagine they're kind of a little bit, maybe it's a little tougher now to recruit with the Trump administration in because the secession winds tend to blow harder whenever there's somebody in office who, is not of the political party that tends to represent the secession
movement.
Right,
that's why the Californians are, talking about secession now and they weren't doing it 8 years ago.
Well, they were doing it before Trump got in, the Yes California folks were, but it's certainly there's much louder chatter now, just as I suspect there's some quieter chatter in Texas, because they got a bunch of, angry people to join after Obama was reelected in 2012, and there was that big hubbub about, 100,000 people sending the message to Obama asking about secession in Texas, to which Obama's response was, this was settled during the Civil War.
Right. We killed people, so therefore we're right.
Right, suggesting that, that would happen again. That was sort of the underlying message of that answer. And certainly an answer like that does not, give people confidence in the idea of secession. It's the hardest, I would say the hardest thing to get over when you talk to people about secession as far as objections are concerned. Because all of sales, and that's what we're doing here, the process of seceding is the process of selling people on the idea of secession and the idea that it is possible to do. And the big objection, of course, is, well, what if they start a violent thing? What if they roll in tanks? What if they start assassinating the leaders of the secession movement? What if the you know, federal government does X, Y, Z? We can address some of that coming up here in moments. And the Calexit comic book coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You, as always, can bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Daryl.
Of course, you can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. We're talking about secession at the moment. And if any state secedes, which hopefully we'll see that happen in the United States sometime, because it happens around the world fairly often. I mean, over the last 100 years or so, it's not an uncommon occurrence for states and countries to split and secede and, you know, change format, if you will. But in the United States, it hasn't happened yet, and hopefully it can happen. Hopefully it can happen in an affordable, or not affordable, but hopefully it can happen in a less dangerous manner than it, you know, than the last time around.
Yes.
Tried that. Peaceful secession definitely seems to be the way to go. But one of the things that people are going to have to address once the state secedes, whichever state is the first, is what to do about money in that state. Will they create a central bank and issue state currency? Or will they just let the market decide what should happen with money? You know, maybe keep using the U.S. dollar or use cryptocurrency like Bitcoin. Now, if you want to learn more about Bitcoin, you ought to check out Bitcoin.com. It's your premier source for everything Bitcoin-related. You can get help buying Bitcoins or choosing a Bitcoin wallet. You can read the latest news or even engage with the community on the Bitcoin forum. Go to Bitcoin.com. And in addition to all of that, they also now have a Bitcoin mining pool. Actually, they've had it for a little while, but it's pretty slick the way they've set it up over at Bitcoin.com. You go to pool.bitcoin.com, and you can forget about the costs, the constant equipment upgrades and maintenance of having to do it yourself. You can make Bitcoin over at pool.bitcoin.com. Literally, you can mine it into existence, but you can actually have all the equipment somewhere else. The folks over at pool.bitcoin.com make that easy. I'm doing it. There's a 100% uptime guarantee, and the website is super easy to use over at pool.bitcoin.com. Not just that, but you also help steer Bitcoin towards the liberating currency.
You're not stealing Bitcoin. Nope. That's ether that winds up getting stolen very easy because of flaws in these smart contracts.
Yeah, that's another issue. Satoshi Nakamoto, of course, meant it to be a liberating currency, and if you're getting behind pool.bitcoin.com, you're doing activism and possibly making some money while you sleep. That's pool.bitcoin.com. All right, so we were talking about California's potential exit from the United States, and they've got themselves a comic book now.
Woohoo!
Which is pretty cool, because in order to spread whatever an idea it is we're talking about here on Free Talk Live, we like the ideas of liberty, we like the non-aggression principle, the idea that you should be free to live your life how you want as long as you don't hurt anybody else. So we spread that idea, but it's an idea that needs to be spread in multiple ways. So we've kind of got the radio thing covered here pretty
right.
good on Free Talk Live. And we do a little bit of video with the in-cam studio or the in-studio cameras here that we have during the show, which you can see over at cam.freetalklive.com. Yeah, that's good, but we're not focusing on video. It's more of an afterthought here. But there are some other people out there who are doing some really great work around video, like Penn and Teller did with their famous or infamous TV show on the Showtime Network for 8 seasons called BS, which I can't say the full name on the radio for obvious reasons. But there's also, of course, John Stossel, who's done some great work on Fox and ABC News. And so there are really some talented folks out there
yes.
who are communicating the ideas of liberty in different media. And you know what? I just saw you or Mark holding on to a comic book here in the studio, Daryl, like a liberty-oriented comic book.
Yeah, it was done by Johnny Adams from the Johnny Rocket Launchpad.
I didn't know he was a comic book artist.
He sent me several copies. And
that's so cool.
A couple of them signed.
Huh.
And you know
great
what?
Podcast.
Since you mentioned it, I still have a signed copy.
Oh, wow.
So let's do a giveaway.
You're going to give away a signed copy of a comic book?
I've already given away two of them.
Wow.
I've got a third signed copy, and I was not planning to do this.
No, you didn't tell me anything about this.
So let's do a giveaway.
Okay.
To where...
What's it called? The comic book. Not the giveaway.
Liberty Force?
Liberty Force. Okay,
I think
superheroes who are like freedom-oriented.
Right.
Okay.
So let's have people send emails to Daryl@freetalklive.com.
All right.
Daryl spelled D-A-R-R-Y-L.
Mm-hmm.
Put the subject line, I want the comic. And then we'll say within like 24 hours after the end of the show, so 10 o'clock tomorrow night, everybody that has sent an email, I'll do a random number generator, and I'll wind up contacting the person to get an address.
That's pretty cool, and you're going to take care of the shipping and all that.
Yeah, it's like $2 to ship.
Nice. Liberty Force, you said, is the name of the comic.
I believe that's the name of the comic.
Okay. Is it still in the other room?
It's in the other room.
We can go and check that out. It looked
cool. Yeah, I'll go check it out during the break.
Yeah, yeah. Great podcast, by the way, the Johnny Rocket Launchpad podcast. I didn't know that they also did comics. That's really cool. So email Daryl at freetalklive.com within the next 24 hours, which means if you're a podcast listener, hopefully you're listening within the next 24 hours.
And yes, it is Liberty. I just pulled up a picture because he's got the comic available at Freedom Fest that's happening this weekend in Vegas.
That. All right, cool.
Liberty Force comic.
Excellent. So that's important to have the ideas of liberty in different venues, in different forms of media, on the radio, on television, in comic, in print. Because, you know, historically, the Liberty Movement's sort of been a book movement, a bunch of book nerds reading books. There's nothing wrong with books. You're a publisher, Daryl, so you love books. I mean, I like books when I make the time to read them, but a lot of people are super busy, so it's easier to, you know, listen to an audio podcast or
watch
something on YouTube or audiobooks. And so having those different media efforts is important because you never know who you're going to reach with any given one of those in any moment. So we never know who's turning on the radio all across the country and hearing us on actual radio stations or discovering us on podcast or whatever. And so kudos to the Calexit movement, who now has a comic that has come out. It's called Calexit. And according to LAWeekly.com's Dennis Romero, imagine a future in which California secedes from the United States after a fascist president orders all immigrants to leave. The new comic book Calexit, expected to be one of the stars at the show of the San Diego Comic Con, which was very recently.
It's going on right now.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Friend that is there.
Takes its readers into a dystopian world that has strange parallels, many unintended, to today's political environment. Los Angeles-based creator Mateo Pizzolo said he and co-author Aman K. Nahuelpan started conceiving the story before President Trump was nominated, and that they were unaware of the real-life Calexit movement, manifesting in an initiative by a group called the California Freedom Coalition. One of the original organizers of Calexit, Marcus Ruiz Evans, said he doesn't know the term's history. Quote, no one knows who invented the term or made it the term to use. Well, I presume it came after Brexit, which is, as I understood it, the first, you know, suffix, the exit suffix was the
British exit.
Right.
Brexit.
That was the first time I'd heard that, even though prior to Brexit there was that Scottish secession.
But they didn't call it Skexit.
No, they didn't, which is why I say it was the first I'd heard was Brexit. Then all of a sudden all these other things, NHXit, Calexit,
it's like scandals and gate.
Right, yeah. 855-450, free like freedom. You can join us here with your thoughts. Free Talk Live.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363 or fightblindness.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll free. Bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom. 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
We have Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Let's go back to the phones. Do the fun. Larry, listening in Utah to KYAH. Hey, Larry. Larry in Utah. Larry going once. Larry in Utah going twice. Maybe there's a technical difficulty. We're going to put Larry on hold, see if we can
Larry doesn't actually exist.
We will see about that. California, the landmass out there, may be its own state if one group gets its way. That's the California Freedom Coalition, which is the offshoot of the Yes Coalition, or Yes California, which was the original secession movement from 2016, or prior to the election on 2016. And we're talking about the just sort of the media that is required to get out there into people's heads. We've got some flyers here in New Hampshire created by the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence that we handed out recently during a baseball game or just before a baseball game here in Keene. And others have done similar outreach across the state, just to kind of tickle people about the idea of declaring independence, to put the idea into people's heads, give them some quick answers to some of the objections that are going to come up. So it's important to have different types of media so you can reach people at different times in different ways and start conversations up. And it's interesting that the Calexit people have their own comic book, and more interesting that the comics creators named it Calexit without ever having heard about the Yes Coalition or the Yes California or these groups, the secessionist groups.
Well, what's really interesting, I've got an article from comicbook.com. Apparently, the proceeds of this are going to a super PAC called Become the Government.
The proceeds from the comic book.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they're going to wind up giving support to, according to comicbook.com, first-time candidates from nonpartisan backgrounds in the 2018 midterm elections.
Huh. So anybody who's a newbie to politics will get support from this group.
Presumably.
First-time candidates.
First-time candidates.
They've run before. They won't
quote,
get
from nonpartisan backgrounds. So yep. If you've been somebody that's been a county chair of your Republican party, but you've never been a candidate.
You'd be excluded.
Then presumably you would be excluded.
Okay. That is interesting.
Now, the question is, are they going to try to help people wind up getting on the ballot? And because California's got this horrible top two system to where only the top two candidates out of the primary wind up being on the general ballot, then, do they even know that that exists? Do they realize that the chances that any of the candidates they support even getting on the general election ballot, not even thinking about getting elected to Congress, but just, getting on the general election ballot is going to be an uphill battle because they're most likely going to lose in the primary because the way this top two system has worked in California, the only time anyone other than a Republican or a Democrat has been on the general election ballot in any district has been when one of the parties did not run
a candidate. Yeah.
The U.S. Senate election in California last year wasn't a Republican versus a Democrat. It was a Democrat versus a Democrat.
Wow.
Because there were like four Republicans seeking the nomination, and they wound up splitting each other's votes.
Mm-hmm.
So political parties in California do not, with the exception of president, do not wind up endorsing candidates to be on the general election ballot.
Let's go back to Larry. Bordop tells me that he is there now. Larry, are you with us?
I am. Do you hear me now?
We have you. Go ahead. You're in Utah listening to KYAH. Go ahead.
Yesterday I listened to you. You was talking about Elon Musk and the Hyperloop that he was developing, and it seemed to me like, and I'm not an Elon Musk fan, believe me, but I just read this last week on the Internet and saw pictures of the Hyperloop that he's already started in Los Angeles from his one of his home offices, I guess, into an area somewhere around Livermore or San Francisco. He's got the machine. It has already drilled some 1,200 and something feet of open space that they could run the train on or the Hyperloop machine. And they're not going to have any problem going under cities. Most cities, if you've got anything below 75 or 100 feet, that's really unusual as far as the infrastructure goes. So if they go 200 or 250 feet and then have deep tunnels and with escalators or elevators in them, whatever, I don't see where they have a problem going into New York City or Philadelphia or any of those other old cities. I think it would be a pretty fantastic idea if it works. I'm not sure it will.
That's the question.
The theory behind
will
it is certainly illogical.
Okay, so fill me in a little bit here, because this was your show, Daryl, on Thursday night. I heard a little bit of conversation as I was
Elon Musk
in the studio.
Sent out a tweet yesterday claiming that he has a verbal agreement from some government agency somewhere. He didn't specify which one, but claims to have a verbal agreement to be able to move forward with building this thing he's calling a Hyperloop from New York City to D.C. with stops in Baltimore and Philadelphia in between.
Okay, New York to D.C. Got it.
I heard that myself. I don't know where he's got the authority, what kind of authority he's got, whether it was a janitor in a closet or somebody in high government, but whether he has that or not, I think he has the capability of doing that with what he's got. The boring machine that they had is the same one that they bore through mountains in Switzerland and in Italy. It's the same type they've used. In fact, they had one that was stuck in the mud up in Seattle doing some tunneling.
So the idea is they're gonna tunnel underneath cities.
That's just really crude mechanics. They've had those things around for some time. They've just gotten them better and better and better. The thing that's interesting is the way they run it with a vacuum and make it go. They ran a test on 1,200 feet and they did that in 4.3 seconds, and it was just
what?
A test without even having the
Just to clarify something here,
you're talking about they went, the Hyperloop went that many feet, or are you saying the boring machine went 1,200 feet in 4 seconds?
The boring machine bored a long enough tunnel via this article, and I can only go by what I read and what I saw. They had 1,200 feet of open space that they could run whatever they ran on, and they did it in 4-point-something seconds in the 1,200
feet. They bored through 1,200 feet of rock or whatever? Or are you saying that they did the Hyperloop in 4 seconds?
They went in a tunnel area that would have had the Hyperloop, so it didn't even have the vacuum in it. They just ran the whatever they ran.
So you're talking about the Hyperloop, the device.
Hyperloop, whatever they call it. And they did that 1,200 feet in 4-point-something seconds. That was from start to stop.
Is that fast?
That's very fast.
And you can find that on the internet. It's on the internet. This isn't something I'm making up.
I saw a video of this thing. It's supposedly like magnetic propulsion.
It uses a magnetic field to drive it, and it has a vacuum that keeps the air friction down. I was an airline pilot for a long time, and air friction's a big deal. It's one of the hardest things to get through when you're flying supersonic.
Interesting.
In fact, as you go through supersonic speed, air is no longer air-like. It becomes more like a hydraulic, like water. And you're pushing it harder and harder. It just makes it almost impossible without tremendous amounts of power.
So he's saying this tube, up
and keeping at a speed that would be what he's talking about.
Yeah,
but with the vacuum in there, it's like being in outer space.
Wow. That sounds like, that sounds really amazing. Hey, Larry, thanks for calling tonight. I appreciate it. So the idea is he's planning on burrowing under all these cities. That way he doesn't have to, like, get land rights or whatever to dig.
Right. That's, part of the question. And it seems as though that's part of why he's doing it. But also this Hyperloop requires, like a vacuum tube. And you can't really do that above ground.
Okay. Interesting. Why would you be able to do that below ground if you can't do it above ground?
Because underground, you've got a complete circle.
Yeah.
On top of ground, you would have to build something over top.
I think you'd still have to build a thing anyway, just to make sure it was vacuum sealed. Anyway, we're coming up.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, whether you want to talk about the Hyperloop or Polexit, those are two of the things we've discussed. You can take control of the airwaves as well and bring up absolutely anything that you want to talk about. With you here tonight is Ian.
And Daryl.
And also want to let you know about Dash. It's digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people like you manage your own wealth. It's fast, private, and easy. Fees are low, and transactions are fast and can be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, for just pennies on the dollar anytime. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. And anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. So join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today and find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. So go to Dash.org and find out why. As Ian and Daryl continue here, we've been talking about a lot about secession here tonight on Free Talk Live because, well, we're big fans of the idea. And out in California, there are a couple of different competing movements to encourage secession in a couple of different ways. There's the State of Jefferson folks and the New State .org people who want to see the sort of the northern portion of the state secede into its own state. And then there's the California Freedom Coalition that wants to see California just leave the United States entirely and be its own nation, which, of course, I would much rather see total secession like that happen rather than people just trying to want to be more in another state within the United States. But
right.
Still, I still support any level of secession from what we currently have. And we were getting into this Polexit comic book, which is interesting because it wasn't, apparently, according to the author, the creators of the comic, it was not actually conceived based out of the secession movement necessarily, as far as the Freedom Coalition or Yes California, those two movements. It was conceived prior to that. They say it was even conceived prior to Trump getting the nomination. So presumably it probably came after the Brexit thing, which happened, I would guess, just before Trump got the nomination. Wasn't that midsummer last year when the Brexit thing happened, or sometime during the summer?
I believe it was. I'm pulling up June 23rd.
Yeah.
So, yeah, last summer.
So, I mean, they're saying here they weren't even sure where the term came from, but I think it's interesting that you have sort of manifesting at the same time different people in the same place having similar ideas, right? So
right.
All these things are happening in the world, and somebody decides to start this movement towards secession of, you know, getting petition signatures and all that out in California. And at around the same time, somebody else, completely non-connected to those people, decides he's going to start, a couple people decide they're going to start working on a comic book about Calexit, about the idea of California seceding. Again,
right,
not...
That's one of the, you know, brilliant things about ideas is you see this a lot,
mm-hmm.
to where people have very similar ideas at about the same time.
Right. It's to me, it says that this is time for this idea, that it's happening so on its own. It's coming out of people just on its own who don't even know one another, because
right.
It's an idea that's time has come. That, to me, is more evidence of this being more prescient now than ever before, so, as an issue that we need to discuss now more so than ever. So in an email, let's see, or the latest, this is from LAWeekly.com, the latest independence measure, which aims for the state ballot next year, would give voters options that would take steps toward independence from the United States, a goal that scholars and the California Legislative Analyst's Office say is not legally possible. Prizzolo, who's one of the authors of the comic, is making one vision of a California nation possible through fiction, although he says his story, which includes the journey of a Mexican immigrant Zora and her compatriot Yamil, is neither a warning against secession or an endorsement. He says the book itself is not a polemic for or against secession. In the story, California is forced to secede when a lot of people are put into a position where they need to take principled stances and conflicts escalate. In the book, the comic book, California becomes split between pro-immigrant sanctuary cities and more conservative inland areas. Los Angeles, San Diego, and the Bay Area are occupied by federal forces, but Zora and Jamil, under the Pacific Coast Sister Cities Alliance, which eventually also includes Tijuana and Vancouver, battle the U.S. government. Quote, we focus on characters who are hopeful, and that's what's driving them to resist and ultimately help one another. Our goal is for the characters to shine through the dystopia. We want the book to be hopeful, optimistic, and constructive. The characters are diverse. Black Mask Studios comics always attempt to be inclusive, he says. But interestingly, authors had to go out of their way to portray background characters as mostly white because immigrants have largely been banished. We were forced to make California look less diverse than it actually is because it's an occupied fascist state with a travel ban in the comic. Will such a dark vision of a California torn from America hurt the prospects of the Calexit initiative? Or could it drum up support because it might be foreshadowing the rightward political direction of the White House? Quote, it's fiction and meant for entertainment, so we're not too worried about it either way, unquote, said the board member of the group behind the initiative, California Freedom Coalition. Marcus Ruiz Evans, who has worked on secession proposals since 2014, said he's impressed because the comic book storyline mirrors real life. He recently left the Freedom Coalition to return to the original group promoting Calexit, which is Yes, California, and this is the guy who was also leaving the country to move to Russia, as I understand it. He said that a Facebook page about Calexit, the comic book, received many more views than the announcement that Yes, California was back. So people want entertainment. They want to see and hear stories that resonate with them. You know, it's one of the reasons why this business, talk radio, is really more of a sideshow than anything else. I mean, the fact is, while talk radio is the number two format on the radio in the United States, you really only have to have like 5% of the audience, you know, overall to be number two.
Right.
Because there's so many different divisions in the radio formats. There's all these different music formats and so on. You know, in any given market, if you've got a 5-8 share, you're probably the number one or the number two station in that market.
Right.
And that means 5-8% of any of the people listening to the radio at any given moment in time would be listening to your station.
Correct.
Or your show. And so it is worth putting in perspective here. We are a radio show. That is also a libertarian radio show. So we're a niche of a niche.
Yeah.
And so we're doing what we can to reach out. But it is important to have these other methods to communicate ideas like secession.
And
so kudos to them for the comments. The
article that I had pulled up from comicbook.com mm-hmm. has a little bit more info on what this super PAC, Become the Government,
this is what the
going
proceeds of the comic go to benefit.
Correct.
Okay.
It says, Become the Government will be an independent, expenditure-only political committee focused on supporting first-time candidates in the 2018 midterm elections. Because it's a super PAC, they cannot coordinate with the campaigns.
Okay.
But, again, they will be doing independent expenditures. So you probably recall back before the presidential primary here in New Hampshire about a year and a half ago, hearing all of these ads talking up one candidate
sure.
or talking down somebody.
Those are the PACs.
And then at the end it would say, this has been paid for by, you know, fill in the blank, blah, 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 blah. Not associated with any candidate.
Right.
That's kind of what this is going to be, but for the midterm elections.
Okay.
It says the group will select candidates to support, but will not donate directly to them, nor coordinate directly with them. And the not coordinating directly with them is what allows them to be a super PAC. They intend to advocate for candidates who bring fresh new ideas, perspectives, and experience to the position. But again, you've got to wonder, will any of the candidates getting funding from this Become the Government thing actually be on the general election ballot?
Well,
just because in California, yeah. again, they've got this top two system.
Yeah, probably
so
not.
If you're not a Republican and you're not a Democrat, yeah. your chances of getting on the general election ballot are incredibly small. And as we know, people generally don't pay attention to primaries.
Yep, that's true. I mean, the Republicans and Democrats have the systems all over the United States, not just California, built to support them and to punish anybody trying from any nonpartisan or third party.
Right, but at least in New Hampshire, you're allowed to petition onto the ballot.
That's
that
true.
Is not allowed in California.
Wow. Well, you know, if you care
if
about
you're
freedom,
not number one or number two in that primary, you're not on the ballot. Write-in votes are prohibited in California.
Fact is, if you care about freedom, you shouldn't be in California. That's the number 49 most free state,
yes.
Which, you know, it's only above New York. And
but it's twice as good as New York,
that's
according
true.
To the ratings.
New York is a horrible place, but, you know, California's pretty bad, and if you care about liberty, you really ought to be moving to New Hampshire and getting active with us here
yes.
because we're actually making a difference, and there's actually, you know, we're stopping the government from growing larger in a lot of ways and rolling it back in some other ways. Poker, home poker, just legalized recently here in New Hampshire. We're coming up.
Have you ever thought about mining Bitcoin? Did the costs, constant equipment upgrades, and maintenance scare you off? Do you want to make Bitcoin every day in the same mining pool that Ian and I do? Pool.bitcoin.com. There's a 100% uptime guarantee. The website's easy to use, and you can calculate what you're going to make right there on the website at pool.bitcoin.com. Help steer Bitcoin towards the liberating currency that Satoshi Nakamoto meant it to be. I'm not just making money at pool.bitcoin.com. I'm doing activism while I sleep. Pool.bitcoin.com. What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.